In this Friday edition, we share the audio from a local Zoom presentation regarding the NTIA Broadband Award ceremony to the Hoopa and Yurok tribes. KIDE Station Operation Manager Michael Heminger emcees the Zoom call.
My name is Michael Heminger. I'm the Station and Operations Manager for KIDE. We'll be hearing from Tribal Chairman Joe Davis.
Good morning, everybody. It's really nice to see everybody. Sorry I couldn't be there today. First off, I really want to thank the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, as well as the Biden administration, and everybody that put a lot of hard work into making this happen for both of the tribes, particularly for us on the Hoopa Valley Indian Reservation. Having better broadband connectivity and internet connectivity in general has been something that we've talked about for such a long time. And it's really great to see that our people are actually taking action in doing things to make it happen. You know, having that connectivity will only increase our educational inputs and outputs, as well as access to healthcare, just so many other great benefits for our people. And it's really just a day where we've taken a step forward towards a stronger, better tribal sovereignty. And so it's really a blessing to receive this award. We're thankful to all of our partners, our friends, and we look forward to seeing really good things come from this. It'll be a step towards better health for our people, whether that's economically, medically, educationally, so many different things. So it's a great benefit. Really thankful for all the people that work very hard on this, starting with our public utilities district manager, Linnea Jackson, and all the way through the various supports that we've had from Congressman Huffman's office, from the tribal council, as well as the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, our 5th District Supervisor, Steve Madrone. I believe he submitted a letter of support as well. So it's a great blessing for us. And as Native people, it's an answer to our prayers towards more prosperity for our people today. And just want to congratulate everybody involved. And so I'm looking forward to working with you all going forward. Thank you all very much.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yurok Tribal Chairman Joseph James.
Good morning, everybody. Today is a day of celebration, not just for the Yurok tribe, our brothers up there too, and our sisters, the Hoopa Valley tribe. It's a big win for Indian country as a whole. We talk about self-determination, sovereignty. Here it is. And yeah, first of all, I want to thank the NTIA and the President Biden and his administration. Thank the governor, also Ms. Snyder, also Congressman Huffman, and John Driscoll. Thanks to our tribal, federal, and state local partners. With these NTIA funds for the Yurok Tribes, Telecommunication Corporation will install 16 miles of middle mile infrastructure from Ork to Crescent City, as well as last mile to Rackwell and Klamath Glen. This project will bring high-speed broadband to nearly 1,000 homes, 110 businesses, and 13 anchor institutions. This project will result in cell phone service across the Yurok Reservation. We expect this project to produce nearly 200 local jobs in the next few years and increase economic development opportunities for tribal members and local businesses. This is just the beginning. The Yurok tribe will continue to pursue the resource necessary to ensure every home in the Yurok service area has access to reliable high-speed internet. And just to close on a note, this is huge for Indian country. This is huge for the Yurok tribe. Not only will we be able to provide for broadband internet on the reservation located in Humboldt and Del Norte County, but also on the North Coast there, along the highway, being able to partner and bring our partners together, being able to leverage this opportunity here of the dollar amount of these millions of dollars. And again, just want to say thank you, and it's a good day. Well, clap.
Thank you, Chairman James. Next on our agenda, Andy Burke, Special Representative for Broadband, will be giving some remarks.
Thank you so much. It is an honor to be here. Thank you to our two chairs, and we appreciate you so much hosting us, as well as our vice chairs and council members, all the dignitaries who are here today. I want to say a special thanks to Congressman Huffman, because the funding that we're here for today, he voted for. And that is, without that, I'm not here. We're not here for the award. So thank you to, please relay our thanks to the congressman for that. But I think on a very personal level, Vice Chairman and I got a little emotional, at least before we got started, because yesterday we had a fantastic day. We went out on the Redwood canoes, had dinner together, and really felt a connection to the people that we were with. I know all of us from our team did this morning. You were gracious enough to host us. We went up and tried to see the view. Unfortunately, there was a little too much smoke, but you get a great sense of people spending a few hours with them and hearing about what's going on in their lives. And so just let me take a personal minute, not my job, just to say thanks to everybody here for that. And as we see these dollars play out and your communities improve, it will be nice to have been connected to you for some period of time as that happened. And so we really appreciate that. I take that as a very humble opportunity. So the Yurok tribe, for example, has resuscitated, at least from what I've learned, the language that they have, and the opportunity for elders to pass along knowledge is so important. Here over the last day, over this morning, been hearing about the work that y'all have been doing to improve all of your infrastructure and how this will help public safety and other pieces. And the reality is that internet is a tool, but it is a tool that affects almost everything that the world has today. And so we're here about something that is really important. Just so you know, this is important to the people I work for. The President of the United States has made a pledge, and that is every American will have access to affordable, reliable, high-speed internet. And we take all those words seriously at Department of Commerce, where I am, and that is we need to make sure every American, not just some or a lot or more or most, every American has this opportunity. And so that is what the president has charged us with, and that's what we're here today to talk about. This, I just want to take this moment and make sure people know what we're here to announce. On behalf of President Joe Biden and the Department of Commerce, we want to announce today that we are awarding these two tribes $127 million to connect 2,000 households. I think that you said, told me this morning, this would be the largest grant that y'all have ever received. This is a really important project, and that's why there's funding to go alongside it. For those who are thinking about what this means for everyone else, I just want to take a second. We have our supervisor. I thought he was down there. He's somewhere. Oh, he's on my other side. Our supervisor here today as well. So in the last bipartisan infrastructure bill, there was $65 billion that were appropriated for this purpose. It's one thing for the president to say this is his goal, but unless you have a bipartisan group of people to put the money in, then it doesn't work. And so we actually have the funding. $14 billion of those dollars goes to the affordability part, and particularly for those who live on tribal lands, you now have a $75 a month voucher if you make less than 200% of poverty. That is really huge for that piece. There's $2 billion that went to the United States Department of Agriculture, and $48 billion to connect people is at the Department of Commerce, where the three of us work. Part of that means that we will be working with the state of California. And literally at the end of this project, we're going to ask them to put together a list of every unconnected address in the state of California and every other state, by the way, and then tell us how they're going to make sure that every one of them is connected. And so this is a massive project. And the way to really think about this is that traditionally we've thought about internet as something that some people have and other people don't. And the world is changing. And now we're going to start thinking about internet as something that is much more like roads or water or electricity, every American. I know how this can affect people because of the place where I come from. I was born in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and eventually became the mayor of that city. We were the first place to do fiber to every single home and business, and we used that to power our economy. We became one of the highest wage growth cities in the country. And in 2020, Forbes said we'd be the number one place for new jobs in America. I've seen this personally, what it does for communities. And that's one of the reasons why I do this job. So this is a transformative moment. And I will say again that the internet is a tool. And just like any tool, there are a lot of different things that you can do with it. Telehealth and education and culture. One of the things that I feel great about having done this visit is that when we leave here and this tool is used, that y'all are going to try to use this to improve your communities and make it a better place. So again, on behalf of the President of the United States, it is an honor for us to be here and be part of this process. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Burke. On our agenda next is Hoopaw Tribal Chairman Joe Davis giving some remarks.
Again, I just want to thank everybody. You know, a lot of hard work that goes into this, President Biden's office and all the way through Congress and the local tribes. It's hard to overstate how important this is to us. And we're looking forward to working with everybody, our neighbor tribes, federal government. I think this is something that shows that a lot of our goals are aligned. We're all in this together, and having that connectivity with all you folks will benefit everybody from our elders all the way down through our working class to our youth, our little ones. And so it's a great day for all of us, and I hope we can just build upon this momentum and keep all the positive vibes going. So thank you all very much today.
Thank you, Chairman Davis. Next on our agenda, John Driscoll. He's the district representative for Congressman Jared Huffman.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's really an honor for me to be here today on behalf of Congressman Huffman. He sends his regards to the Hoopa and Yurok tribes and tribal councils and the amazing staff that you have here today, as well as Andy Burke and our friends from the NTIA and representatives of Governor Gavin Newsom's office. The congressman asked me to read a brief statement from him. Like too many tribes in rural California, the Hoopa and Yurok tribes are chronically underserved with digital infrastructure. And for years, I've advocated for the tribes in my congressional district to get the service they deserve, but it has been incredibly challenging. Today, I'm happy to say that funding to begin to correct this inequity is a reality, $127 million. America is rapidly moving towards digital life, with teleworking, remote working, and telehealth visits becoming the new normal. This transition has highlighted how access to high-speed broadband isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. But there's still a staggering digital divide between rural and urban America, especially when it comes to our underserved tribal communities. Closing the digital gap has been a priority of mine since coming to Congress, and it's something I pushed for in the bipartisan infrastructure bill. I'm very glad to see the Yurok and Hoopa Valley tribes get this life-changing funding to expand broadband infrastructure that is essential to economic development, education, public safety, and quality of life. I also want to thank the good people at the National Telecommunications and Information Administration for working to get this funding out the door quickly. And congratulations to all of you who have made this happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Driscoll. Next, we'll hear from Christina Schneider. She's the Tribal Affairs Secretary to Governor Gavin Newsom.
Great. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. And it's my honor and pleasure to join you to celebrate these historic awards for California Indian Country. My name is Christina Schneider, and I'm a member of the Dry Creek Rancheria Band of Pomo Indians and the Tribal Affairs Secretary for Governor Gavin Newsom, and also a member of the California Broadband Council. Over the past few years, with increased reliance on our ability to work, educate, and connect remotely, California Indian Country has felt the real disparities and challenges that a lack of adequate broadband connectivity present for their governments, economies, and families. As we have shifted toward more phone and internet-based styles of doing business, we have seen some tribes struggle more than others to engage effectively based on real limits to infrastructure on tribal lands. These challenges touch all parts of tribal operations and can present real issues to the safety and integrity of your communities, who not only need critical access for telehealth and public safety, but where communication and connectivity can help families rest easier knowing that their loved ones are safe during emergency situations. We're hopeful that the funding we're here to celebrate today can assist with remedying some of these challenges for Hoopa and Yurok peoples and provide an avenue for equitable access and reliability in the north part of the state. We recognize the long resilience and leadership of the Hoopa and Yurok tribes who have struggled against all odds to serve the best interests of their people, often with little or no help from federal, state, or local partners. On behalf of the governor, I commend the Hoopa and the Yurok tribes for your ongoing and tireless advocacy to ensure the well-being of your communities. These efforts have finally translated into real dollars to address long-standing and long-ignored infrastructure issues, and we could not be happier to celebrate with you here today. We're eager to align our efforts with yours to achieve broadband equity in California and are grateful to the federal government, to the Biden administration, to NTIA for this historic allocation that will help ensure that California tribal communities are not left behind. Yahweh, and congratulations again to Chairman Davis, Chairman James, and the Hoopa and Yurok tribes. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Snyder. Next on our agenda, we are opening up the floor to questions and answers. So please ask away.
Well, I'll go ahead and jump in. This is Humboldt County 5th District Supervisor Steve Madrone, and it's not so much a question as wanting to give some thanks to folks. So, hello? Can you hear me now? We've heard that a lot over the years, right? In commercials and all kinds of things, but it really truly is a fitting thing for our communities today because we really have not had this infrastructure to be able to communicate with each other. Wow, what a day, right? This is just an amazing thing, $127 million. We as a community are honored by this support from NTIA, as well as the support from Congressman Huffman. And, you know, Humboldt is a part of our name in Humboldt County, right? And we are truly humbled as a county by this federal support in Indian Country. You know, COVID's been rough on all of us. But there have been some positive changes, such as Zoom. But Zoom is only so good if we don't have that telecommunication for people to be able to participate from their homes. We live in a very rural country, county or set of counties, and Zoom has been a wonderful asset to come in. But now, once everybody's going to be able to connect from their homes, if you think about that increased access to be able to participate in meetings like this, or in our Board of Supervisors meetings without having to travel for 4 or 5 hours to come to the meeting, and then the agenda item is postponed or something. So to be able to sit there in your home and to be able to connect, this is a huge, huge thing in terms of increasing community participation. So I honor all of you and thank you for your hard work on this and appreciate being a part of it. Thank you.
Well, we do have some questions to the group. First is, how many members of each tribe don't have internet currently?
I want to make sure that some of the tribal, Linnea, do you want to talk about to this at all? Or
so I would like to say, you know, largely in rural areas, there's lack of connectivity. During COVID, the school district actually did a survey of how many homes had adequate service so they could do online learning in those platforms. And largely 90% of the homes didn't have adequate connectivity to Plateau. And I think that's probably true for the region. So if you're looking at served speeds, adequate speeds, I would say 90% of our population does not have that adequate service.
Our next question is, where will the high-speed internet originate? What infrastructure will be installed?
Okay, I'm up again. So so largely, and this is true for the Hoopa as well as the Yurok people, we do not have currently a fiber wired service here. Those are some of part of future regional builds. So we rely on wireless services. We have a lack of tower infrastructure. I know the Yurok tribe has built some towers, which is amazing, but bringing backhaul capacity into our communities is going to take those assets, which is really important to fund. The assets that do exist are oversaturated. There's a lot of frequencies taken up by, you know, incumbent providers, by cell phones, emergency services. So having and owning and managing our own towers is how we're going to bring that in until the regional builds come in. And then we'll have capacity with the Yurok and Crooks tribe with the Kirby project, Digital 299, Golden State, and some of those other opportunities so we can maximize the internet.
John Driscoll.
So if I can just, it'd be all right for me to add a minute, is that that is, so there are a number of different solutions that are going to be deployed in these two projects. It's mainly fiber. There's also fixed wireless. And today we went up and saw the only tower that is on these particular lands, but a second one will be installed as well. And yesterday we drove around and saw what solutions would be deployed in neighborhoods around the Yurok lands. So this is a complex set of ways that you have to get internet to people, because driving over here today, we went over some mountains, we went across some waters. This is the reality of not only this area, but every place across the country. And so we applaud the leadership here for figuring out what was going to work. But going back to our pledge, that is ultimately every American is going to need to have 100 download speed and 20 upload speed. That's what we consider to be the baseline for pieces. And this project here on these lands gets us on the way there. So does the Yurok project. But we appreciate the fact that California is also investing in things like middle mile solutions, which then feed into these networks. And so both of the tribes have been forward thinking and making sure that we don't just solve this problem today, but we build our opportunity so that in the future, we know that our communities will have what they need.
Our next question is, what is the timeline to build the fiber optic cables? The timeline for implementation.
So the current timeline for implementation, at least on the HOOPA side, is a 2-year project. You're going to have to secure, you know, the equipment necessary, the network equipment, get the permitting, the right-of-ways, the easements, all those things that come along with proper infrastructure development. So at this time, it's a 2-year time period, which is very ambitious. But I think both tribes are willing to step up to the challenge and make that happen because of such the benefit that this can provide for both tribes.
Yep. So this is these are complex projects. These are infrastructure projects. 2 years is quick for infrastructure projects, no matter where you are and no matter what they are. And we recognize that. At the same time, this is really important and people need it now. And not only that, but the Congress has expressed its intent to get these monies out there. And so we'll be working to make sure that this happens. But I think that's the other piece just for people who live in these areas to understand is we're announcing this today, but anything that's an infrastructure project, there's a lag between when you hear about it and when it gets to your door. And so I know that both of the tribes are committed to doing that as quickly as possible, even though, again, very complex projects.
The next question is, will this replace some microwave internet links?
Linnea Jackson.
It will not replace. At this time, it will complement that. As stated, we currently don't have a fiber connection for high-speed internet. That's years to come. The backhaul capacity that we have now will feed and light up that fiber for the foreseeable future, and that's how we'll get additional capacity into this valley.
John Driscoll.
So I just want to have some really complex questions coming today, which is great. But it also, what it says to me is that this is what it's like to try to get internet in rural areas right now, is you actually know things about microwave and backhaul and, you know, spectrum and words that most people really wish they didn't know anything about. And so that's why this infrastructure piece is so important, is many people in rural America are paying a whole lot of money for very slow connections. I mean, a whole lot of money. And they're having to use a patchwork of different technologies to get that slow speed at high cost. And again, think about the way that we need to transform this. Nobody says, is my road today, what is underneath? What's the base? What's the surface base of that road? They just know they have a road, they go out and drive on it, right? And the same thing is true with electricity. And the people who are struggling to get electricity and water and roads today in our society, and there are too many of them, right? they're the ones who actually know more about these details than people who live in cities and places where they just take them for granted. We got to get to the place where we're taking that connection more for granted because it's just the infrastructure that everybody has.
Next question is, how will this enhance internet service already provided to residents in Del Norte County?
UROC Vice Chairman Frankie Myers.
Great question, I think, just tagging on. I did want to say this is not just for tribal communities. And I think what's important to understand that the partnership we're building here to connect and increase the speed for not just the UROC reservation, but Del Norte County was absolutely a part of the thought process that went into it, laying the fiber from Trinidad to Crescent City, direct line is how we'll benefit residents in Del Norte County, as well as the reservation as well. I think it's incredibly important as we work with our federal and state and county partners that we're changing the way we do business with tribal communities. And it's extremely important. Tribal communities and tribal governments have a lot to offer. And I think this award really highlights the relationships that we've built over the years, both with the county, the Hoopa tribe, the state, and the federal partners, what can be accomplished when we think about our communities, including tribal communities, as one community, in making sure that we're looking at all of our Americans as a single community. So the short answer is the fiber from Trinidad to Del Norte to Crescent City is how we'll increase the speed. But really, the real answer is increasing the connectivity is based on the partnerships that we've developed through this program.
John Driscoll.
Yeah, and in the long run, just to add to the Vice Chairman's point, is we've got these projects, but our project that we're doing is every American.
Right.
That's what our project is. So we're excited about these two, but think of them as two pieces in a bigger puzzle that we're putting together. And the whole puzzle looks like a map of the United States.
Here's a question of finances, I think. What percentage is going to be set aside for decades of sustainable continuous training and education for technicians and specialists in this field?
So let me just say that there is going to be a lot of opportunity for jobs. It's estimated that overall our work will end up with 100,000 new jobs created. And we were talking this morning in some of our different groups about what the opportunities are for these particular projects. But I don't want anybody to think that this is the end all be all of funding. And in the long run, we're going to need funding streams to continue to come out that will give people the training that they need, because the training that you have today, you talk about decades, you know, the training that you need today is not going to be the training that you need 5 years from now or 10 years or 15 or 20. And so this, just like anything else, technologies change the way that we build roads 50 years ago. And we've got to ask members of Congress, states, and others to continue to invest in these pieces so that people can take advantage of them and form long careers in these fields.
Absolutely. And the goal of the UROC tribe and assume Hoopa as well isn't to meet the bare minimum. That's not where we're at. That's not where we're heading. Our vision is to ensure that the construction, the implementation of this project isn't anywhere near close to the end of what we're working on, and making sure that our tribal members and our communities are educated and trained to take this to the future for decades to come. For far too long as a country, we have only worked to meet the bare minimum needs of Indian country. And I think this is really a shift in how we're working in Indian country, because we want to be on the cutting edge. We want to really highlight the strengths of our communities. And as we face an ever-changing global warming, I think it's more important now than ever that our indigenous communities have a way and access to share our traditional ecological knowledge, and for the technical industry, just like all industries, to be more influenced by our tribal communities. So absolutely, it's the goal of the tribes to not end with the implementation, but absolutely to invest our own funds as well into the training and education needed to move us into decades.
Okay, I think we'll wrap with a couple of comments. This is incredible. Elders can connect with loved ones far away. Emergency situations won't be as dire, and the community will have access to more services. Great work. And one more, can we give a shout out to the grant writers? Well, as there are no more questions, we thank everyone for joining us for this Zoom. I'm Mike Heminger from KIDE Hoopa Tribal Radio, signing out.
The Friday edition is a production of KIDE Hoopa Tribal Radio. The post-production producer, Joseph Orozco. Lead producer. For KIDE, we thank you for listening.